This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, February 4th. God's word for you today is vessels. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3. And it says, "Then he said, go around and borrow vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and not a few." Sometimes, God uses what has traumatized us to optimize us. God uses the same skills that got us into trouble to get us out of trouble. I can just imagine heaven saying to this woman, "You know how to borrow, right? Good. Now, you are going to use that same skill to borrow the right things." Note that the scripture does not condemn borrowing, but the scripture encourages staying out of debt personally. When it comes to borrowing, you must borrow the right things. If you want to be financially independent, you must borrow the right things. You can borrow into the firm to liberate your personal finances, but you must borrow vessels. Vessels appreciate. The vessels can produce, can become a manufacturing tool, a manufacturing plant for the oil to keep flowing. So it makes sense to increase the capacity by borrowing vessels, by borrowing machinery, by borrowing equipment, by borrowing things that can make your work more productive. And that is what we see in 2 Kings chapter 4. The question is, what you are borrowing, does it produce? What you're borrowing, can it be returned intact? Can it replace itself? I want to stay away from mentioning specific assets or financial instruments because I am not a financial advisor. I'm just an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ preaching the gospel. But there are financial instruments, assets, things that you can borrow. And again, stay away from it on a personal level. Which is why entrepreneurship is so powerful. Again, not everybody can do entrepreneurship, but everybody should invest and see themselves as entrepreneurs. So, there are borrowings that are acceptable or actually wise to do for you to multiply your income. Get financial advice. Stop the Ponzi schemes and stop borrowing. That is not what I am talking about at all. Vessels add value. Vessels always add value. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 4 says, "Then go into your house." This woman was the first person to work from home. Working from home, which gained popularity due to COVID-19, this woman started it long ago by prophetic word. Go into your home. Go into your house means you need to come in contact with yourself. When we talked about being limitless, we talked about being in contact with yourself. Go into your house, into your home, into your closet, and own the entire process. Let us pray. Father, I ask for wisdom to stay out of debt consistently in my personal finances, and vision to see the vessels I need to borrow to increase my capacity. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.